girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. Hey, let's role play. I'll be Burger King and you'll be McDonald's. Mm. I'll be having it my way and you'll be loving it. Step one, resist the urge to throw up on the dude. Step two, tell him that he's the funniest guy you've ever met in your entire life. And then give him the Loser Line phone number so hopefully he leaves us an awkward voicemail that we can play for you on the air. Voicemails like this one.
First unheard message.
Hey, what's up, sweetie? This is, you know, I had a good time, which do I, you know, at the, you know, I know, you know, I might have came on a little too strong and everything, but, you know, I don't want you to be intimidated by me because I'm not sure if you've ever been with a black man, you know, and give me a call back at 2-8, all right? So.
Next message.
It sounded like he stopped himself from being like, and let me tell you, the rumors are true.
Yeah.
Stereotypes exist for a reason. I don't want you to be scared, okay?
Thinks that she's intimidated, but really she's just like he's over it. I mean, he called her sweetie in the first like two words of this voicemail.
Chicks don't like that? I thought chicks loved that.
No.
And they love being called chicks.
Yeah, chicks, broads.
Yeah. If you want the number for the Loser Line, just text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592, and we'll send you that phone number that you can give out to somebody who's hitting on you that you would rather not be hitting on you so they can leave us awkward voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, it's again. I hung up and I thought I said my number, but I don't think I did. Again, my number is again. This is the brown hair, the ball cap. If just one more time, it's 5. I hope you can be that other person in the kayak this weekend. it'd be fun. Okay, I'll talk to you.
Next message.
Picture that guy like with his feet kicked up on a desk on speakerphone. Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm doing deals today. Hold on one second. Yeah. I got to ask this chick out that I was talking to at the bar over the weekend, see if she wants to be my partner doing some kayaking.
And I like how he thinks that her not having his number is the issue. Yeah. Everyone has cell phones, dude. You don't need to leave your number. It's in the phone automatically.
Well, it's pretty easy. Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hey, I'm at the store right now. All right, I just got a couple questions here. I know you wanted me to pick up some lube. And I'm here. I'm like in front of it right now. And I don't know, there's a ton of options here and I'm not really familiar with all this kind of stuff. Like first question, I guess, is water base or silicone base? Is that like, I would think water because it's natural, but I don't know. Silicone's probably nice, too. They have, like, I'm looking at one right now. It's flavor. There's flavored ones. I don't know if you have a preference to that or if you don't want any of it. This one is the strawberry kiwi. That kind of sounds nice. Pina colada. I don't know. I'm not, you know, that's your call. There's somebody walking by. Hang on. Luscious watermelon. bubblegum blast. Maybe bubblegum blast. I don't know. Okay, yeah. Well, give me a call back. Like, I'm here, so call me back quick so I can pick up all of the lube that you want. So.
Next message.
Whoever gave that dude the number to the Loser Line is a genius. Because
awesome.
You obviously knew the type of person you were talking to, someone who would leave a voicemail that is over a minute long discussing lube options. That's something that should usually be talked about in person.
And
great.
I feel bad for him. I mean, she convinced him to go get lube and then call the Loser Line. Yeah. Like, if it wasn't bad enough that he was getting lube and obviously had never been in that aisle before.
I want more listeners to put these guys in awkward situations for us.
Send them to do something so that they can leave a message on the Loser Line like that. That was amazing, whoever did that.
Next message.
I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, Tiffany, how can I remake your heart come true? This is George, and I really am interested in you. Can you give me a chance today so we can make it real? A whole new world, a shining place you've never been.
Oh, no.
I'm way up high up here. It's crystal clear that I will show you a brand new whole world. Hi, Tiffany. This is George. I hope you enjoyed that song regarding our little Disney conversation the other night. Maybe we can go out sometime. Maybe you can come out to my place and watch Aladdin. It could be magical. And we can have our own happy ending. I miss you. Call me.
End of messages.
Oh my God. Do you know what's sad? I would totally call that guy back. Yeah. That was funny.
Brooke, don't fall for that.
Well, there's a difference. I don't think he meant it to be funny. That's why you probably wouldn't call him back. If he had called him and be like, this is going to be hilarious, I'm going to do that. But he actually seriously meant to sing that song like it was actually going to work.
All because they had a Disney conversation.
Yeah.
Like, come on, bro. That's a little extreme.
Yeah.